And so when you look at financials, I guess you guys already know, though, that for state tax commission purposes, you can't count any depreciation, any taxes. All that has to be taken off. Can't be part of evaluation. I don't know if that's there. I can't see it from here, but.
Yeah, I can't see it either.
I guess we can give them a call.
What did they say their gross sales were? 154,000.
158, and then I think 153.
A Google virtual assistant recording this call that you're trying to reach. Before I try to connect to you, thanks. Connecting you now. The call is no longer being recorded.
Hello?
Yes, this is David Akers with Taney County BOE. We know we're calling early. Would it be possible to still take this up now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You've got some proposed revenue approach here for valuation on these properties, and we had tabled it, I think, to today to kind of look at it. Is there anything else that you wanted to add in here about this valuation?
Did you able to see my document that you requested I submitted?
Is it something you submitted since we last talked, or is it something that...
You asked me to submit it, yeah.
What was it?
I submitted the STAR report that you are asking, and you wanted to know the second hotel that how to operate the document from the franchise. So I submitted both the document that you had requested.
Okay. When you say you submitted it, do we have something?
That's it right there.
That's the STAR report, okay.
So there are two, for the second property I have submitted, the choice brand requirement to open as a hotel.
Okay, and then what's the other document you provided?
For the second, for 002, I provided the brand, the structure, the plan, the architecture drawing, and I submitted you the punch list provided by the choice in order to qualify as a commercial property.
Is something from the city of Branson?
No, it is not from city of Branson. It is the because I signed up the agreement with the Choice is a brand, so I'm a franchise.
Oh, from Choice Hotels, okay.
Yeah. So Choice Hotel provided the document that in order to qualify this as a property, I need to submit the certain item to meet the requirement. Then only I can operate as a business.
Okay. Well, one of the things that we're looking at too, though, is that this property was purchased, I assume, by you a couple of years ago for 2.3.
Yeah.
Okay. And obviously, what something sells for is usually a pretty good indicator of market value.
Yeah, but when I purchased, I called the city, is there any court violation or anything, and they told me no. And when I tried to get the permit, they submitted me the court violations, and they won't let me open until I fixed those court violations. And so then entire thing got dragged on for years. And then we went into the same thing, the So if hotel require me to do the plan in order to renovate, and which the renovation is even continue today.
Okay, so is only one property operating, or both, or what's the circumstance?
It's operating right now only one. The second one is not.
Okay, which one is not operating?
The 225 Jess Joe.
The 225 Jess Joe? Okay.
Yeah.
And that has... Was that the more expensive property, that was the more expensive property?
It is a more expensive because it is an interior decorator.
Okay, is it not been permitted by the city at this point to open?
It is under construction, yes.
Okay, do you have did you make an application?
I submitted those documents also, previously.
From the city?
Yeah.
Okay. And the other one is operating currently?
Yeah, it is operating only at 20% level. And that is the way I submitted you the staff report of even last May. It means the month of May, which was only available. And you can see the income, how much is the income annually. And I pointed out in my letter.
So that would be an economic factor. His letter. He's basing that on income.
And that, the income approach is for the one property.
Yeah, the same property has no income.
Well, had you known that the other property you couldn't open, what would you have paid for this property? I guess that's important.
Yeah, it won. The thing is, I was under the impression that I'd be able to open it, the minimum requirement, but turn out to be there's no minimum requirement I can meet because there's no lobby, there is no laundry I can clean and all. And so those are the two basic things. If I cannot do it, then there's no way I can operate because the laundry. So it used to be one hotel before. And so consider it a one hotel. And I did not know that I cannot split the property. Otherwise, I would not have done it to two different. So this become an extended hotel. And this is the suburban studio, the extended stay. So now we have the two different business approach. One is going to become a full hotel. This is like a you go to the high end hotel.
Okay, so you're going to be applying on the one that's not open. You're going to be applying for some sort of. You said extended stay or.
Yeah, I need liquor license, wine license, and everything. It's going to be full order.
The assessor.
Yeah.
I think the assessor would like to ask a question.
So the difficulty here when you're trying to do this with financials and you've bought a property for a certain amount of money, the back building didn't lose complete value because you yourself just said you split it and the city of Branson got involved and you didn't realize, but that's not, that shouldn't change the value of your building. What you've done is something legal that messed with your value, but we do cost approach, and so we're very close to what you should be. What you decide to do with it legally as a business is different then. I think the financials would not apply.
You're going to say I'm going to
collect
the same amount?
Well, I guess what she was asking, if you had not split the property, if it remained all one piece of property, in other words, the other units remained with the other hotel, then the city of Branson would have permitted it, right?
No, it won because it needed because it was too many code violation. The fire department and all was tremendously faulty because I didn't know all those things. Elevator were not functioning and so many things.
So there were other problems besides the split?
Yeah, there were a lot of other problems besides this. So it was infested with the druggies and all these things. I did not know about it.
You've decided to make the split because it would be too much cost to continue to operate it as a hotel, all in one?
If I would, then I need the funding and I won't get the funding. If I had continued as a one, then I would not have been able to open both of them.
Okay. Well, we're trying to figure out a way to fairly value this. I mean, honestly, the best evidence we have from, we understand your income approach, but you did buy this for 2.3 all together.
Yeah.
And now that would give, if we went down to that value, it would give you some drop in value as to what you, in other words, down to what you paid for it.
Yeah. Right now, I'm trying to sell it. I put it in the market of that, and nobody is willing to buy it.
Okay, you're trying to sell it as one?
Yeah, both of them. I said, I said too much price, and I'm not finding any buyers.
So is it are you trying to sell it all as one property?
Yeah, I tried to sell both as one property. I could not ever do so. Now I'm operating one, so now the revenue flow is there, and which you can see in the star report, which will allow me to sell this portion by dividing it. I will be able to get my money from this hotel, and then I can fund my second property to renovate the property. And so then it will be operational business.
I understand. Okay, does the board have any other questions?
What is the listing price? What are you listing the hotels for?
I listed for $1.8 million.
For one or both?
Together.
For both of them together.
For one of them together?
He said together.
Okay.
And there's no buyer.
Right.
It's probably there for more than 6 months. It looks like the Branson market is going down tremendously. I don't know what is going on.
Comments from the assessor? Any comments from you?
I can see matching his purchase price at 2.3 and discounting, and we know that things 9% down. But beyond that, he's got viable buildings. We don't have anything in front of us showing that he can't get the permits or what's wrong. Sometimes people just refuse to comply with what the city says, and we don't know.
Or it may just be a question of expense. Okay. 2.3 times. Did you say a 9%?
Yeah.
Are these the same
size? That's 200. It'd be like 207,000 off of, right? Is that right?
Off of 2.3.
Or is that, yeah, it'd be like 207,000 off of 2.3. Is that correct?
Yeah, 207.
So it'd be 2.093.
But then, are these the same size?
No, we'd have to divide that. I mean, we could. We're doing some calculations here. Just bear with us.